Hey, welcome to the Austinaut Podcast, your source for all things Austin. I'm your host, Eric Hyland, and with me, as always, is my partner in life and my best friend, Brittany.
Hello, Austin, and thank you for checking out our trademark one-take podcast. We are all about the local scene in Austin, the vibe, the people, and those great little finds in and around the city. We have a lot of fun doing our podcast every week, and we're glad you're checking it out.
So today, it's kind of a fun podcast because normally we have much more of an outline, and yesterday, Brittany, I wasn't really prepared for my podcast today.
Right.
And we were just kind of sitting around the house and trying to figure out what we were going to do, and all of a sudden it dawned on me that we live in Austin,
mm-hmm.
and there's so many things to do here in the city of Austin that there should be no one, and I mean no one, sitting around the city of Austin thinking, what should I do tonight?
Right. Well, and it can be really hard, I think, after a really long day of work to, like, come home and just want to watch TV or Netflix or whatever. But there's so many easy things to go out and do that mm-hmm. can really make your night and make you feel like you're actually doing something.
And a lot of free things
right.
that are out there to do. So today, we're going to talk about seven general categories
mm-hmm.
about some of the best things that are out there for you to go and do.
Yeah, absolutely. So sit back, strap in, and grab your notepad because here we go.
All right. The first one, without a shadow of a doubt, has to be live music.
Absolutely.
You know, Austin is the live music capital of the world, and it's known for that for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere you go.
Yeah. Well, and we did that last night.
We did. We were sitting here, and we looked at each other, and we said, you know, let's go do something. And we honestly just decided to take a drive.
Right. Well, that's all you said to me. I had no idea what we were doing or where we were going.
You said, is it okay if I don't wear any makeup? I'm like, you look fine. So we hopped in the car and we took off and we just kind of drove. And my car generally went down towards 6th Street.
Yeah.
And we ended up parking and literally, as soon as we opened the door, you could just hear live music.
Well, everywhere. And I really liked it. I heard live music that I really liked, and I wanted to find out where it was coming from.
And it was coming this night. It was coming from the Belmont.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had never been to the Belmont yet, and we're actually going there Saturday to cover a gig.
Yep.
And so we decided to stop in and check it out. And this band was called, what were they called? The Initials.
The Initials.
They were really good.
They were. They did some really great covers, songs I didn't know, songs I did know. I think they got us when they started playing the Beatles.
That's what it was. Come together. Okay, I'm not a singer. Anyway, so, but these guys were really good, and we enjoyed their music, so we decided to stop in and check it out. Now, what I really like about a lot of Austin live music venues is that they're free.
Yeah.
I mean, you can literally walk down 6th Street, South Congress, even places up by the Triangle, kind of by where we're at.
Yeah.
And just hear live music
everywhere.
Well,
just like almost every little bar that you pass has live music sometime during the week.
Right. And it doesn't really matter what your style of music is. There's something for everybody.
Yeah, you'll find something no matter what.
And so, you know, free music is something definitely to do. And I remember looking at you last night and just thinking, we should do this more often.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. I mean, there's nothing wrong. I mean, I like sitting at home sometimes just watching a movie or something like that. But when you live in a city like Austin, sometimes it kind of feels like you're wasting your life.
Right.
When you're doing that. And we got out and we got to see something that we would have not seen.
Yeah. So live music, number one thing that you can get out and do no matter what night of the week it is. And the second thing that we wanted to talk about were some of the museums in town.
Yeah.
And specifically, one we want to talk about is the Harry Ransom Center that is on the University of Texas campus. And this is another one of the spontaneous things that we've done recently when we were trying to think of something to do.
Yeah, we do this kind of stuff all the time. We'll just kind of look at each other and say, well, what should we do? And something will come to mind and we'll hit it. So the last one we went to before our live music thing yesterday was the Harry Ransom Center.
Yeah. And it is free. I mean, they take donations, but it's free to go in there. And they have some cool stuff, and their exhibits change all the time. So right now, they have the world's first photograph.
Yeah. It is the very first photograph ever, or the one that's credited as mm-hmm. being the world's first photograph, is there right now. And it's kind of hard to see.
It is.
But they have, like, this little tutorial that kind of tells you how the photo was made and what it's like. And they have it in, like, a special little room so you can actually see it.
Right. It has special lighting, and it's at a special angle. But it's just kind of really interesting.
Yeah. And if you're into photography or media at all, this is something you definitely want to check out.
Right. And then as far as old literature goes.
Oh my gosh, the place is full. So right now they have a King James Bible exhibit. But what's really interesting is they have a Gutenberg Bible there on display.
Right.
That's open and you can see it. But not just the Gutenberg Bible. It literally seems like they have hundreds of Bibles.
Right, in connection with the King James exhibit right now. And it kind of goes throughout history and talks about how that part of history has influenced our culture. One of my favorite parts is that on one wall they have all these old movies showing, like Gregory Peck and Samson and Delilah,
right,
and stuff like that. And yeah, that's really fun.
so they have some Bibles that are, like, obviously the Gutenberg's original there, but all of these Bibles like span the ages of time. And they even have some that were used, like, in props and movies. I don't remember what movie it was, but there was one that Robert De Niro used.
Yeah, that's right. He used it to prepare for a part in one of his movies, and it has, like, his underlines and everything.
Right. And there's handwritten notes from people, famous people who were involved in that kind of stuff. And bottom line is you can get a world-class education here at this museum, the Harry Ransom.
And it's not the only museum. There's also the Blanton Museum.
Which is free on Thursdays.
It is. It's free every Thursday. That's an art museum, a beautiful art museum that's also on the UT campus. So that's another idea for you that, you know, you can go any day of the week and check those out.
All right. Another suggestion that is also free that has nothing to do with museums and nothing to do with live music is disc golfing.
Yes, one of your favorites.
It is one of my favorites. It's a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, Brittany, I've kind of stopped having my meetings at coffee shops, and I'm starting to have my meetings on the disc golf course at Zilker Park. So I'm really excited. I went to Social Media Club Austin the other day. I met this guy named Brian. Brian works with Aon, and he's just a really remarkable guy, and we kind of started talking. And I said, you know, we should get together. And he said, yeah, that sounds great. So we decided to go disc golfing, and that's our next meeting.
That's so funny.
Disc golf is a lot of fun. Look, for $25 or so, you can get yourself a set of discs.
Right.
You really only need three: a driver, a mid-range, and a putter. You get some good exercise. You don't have to be great at it. I mean, there's people out there that really aren't that good.
And people won't make fun of you on the course either. They're actually really encouraging.
Yeah, they'll help you. And they'll even help you find your discs, because they help me all the time with that. There's disc golf courses all over town. Austin has been said maybe the disc golf capital of the world as well. It has been said. So, and there's a new course called the Roy G. Guerrero course that's opening June 9th.
Your birthday.
Woohoo! And, you know, go to the Waterloo Disc Golf Club thing on Facebook, page on Facebook, because they have some information about this brand new course. We're pretty excited about it.
Yes, indeed.
Anyway, disc golf is something to check out.
And there are a lot of other things related to the outdoors that you can do in Austin. And I think that's a big theme.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things that we have talked about before is going on up to Mount Bonnell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free.
There's a lot of free stuff to do here in Austin.
I know, and you just don't have any excuses when it's free. It's a beautiful view of, like, Austin. You get a workout climbing those stairs. And again, it's open 7 days a week. And you can bring your friends from out of town. You can pack a picnic. You can go by yourself. You can go with other people. And another really great thing to do outdoors.
Yeah. And, you know, Brittany asked me to go up there with her, and we parked over there. We went up the stairs, and it was my first time.
Right.
You guys got to understand, Brittany has lived here in Austin before. I'm kind of new to Austin, so everywhere I go, it's like a little kid in a candy store. It's like my eyes are just open. And that's what really hit me yesterday about living in Austin, just how many things are out there. So Mount Bonnell, she took me up there. It was absolutely gorgeous. I was going to propose to her, but we're already married. It was gorgeous.
All right. Well, that would have been a little cliche, because yeah, I think everyone proposes on Mount Bonnell. But anyway.
All right. The next thing we want to talk about is something we did a full podcast about, but in case you missed that one, we'll just do a real quick recap. It's swimming holes. Now, swimming holes in Austin or in the Austin area are either free or they're really cheap, like right, $2 or $3 to get into. And you know what? The Texas heat is coming. I can feel it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of here already, and this is nothing.
Yeah. So a Texas swimming hole is definitely something you want to hit up. It's going to be cool and refreshing. It's a full day outing.
Sure.
Make sure you bring sunscreen. But we discovered quite a few. Like I said, we did a podcast. You can check that out in full, but we'll do the quick recap right now. Hamilton Pool, what'd you think?
I love Hamilton Pool. It's beautiful. It looks like it shouldn't be in Texas.
No, it looks like something out of a movie set. Mm-hmm. It's really, really cool. And they have a little beach area. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool stuff. All right. What's the next one?
Jacob's Well.
Now, Jacob's Well is something that we hadn't been to.
Right.
But David Lackey introduced that to us, mm-hmm. and there's like a deep
thing. That one's in Wimberley.
Yeah, and it has like a rope swing that goes over right. it, and you dive into it. It's something that sounds pretty cool. And which one's next?
Barton Springs, which obviously is right in the middle of Austin.
Yep. And its partner in Austin is Deep Eddy, mm-hmm. which is another one, and the oldest swimming hole in Texas.
Yep.
And, to fame. And the last one?
The last one is Blue Hole, Woo-hoo! Which is opening. Oh, it opened it opened. Wimberley last weekend.
Right. And that's where I want to go for my birthday.
Okay. All right. We can make that happen. So let's pause for a quick break, then we'll come back and share a couple more ideas for you to do around the Austin area.
All right. Hopefully you're enjoying the Austinot podcast. It is a one-take deal. We're just having a lot of fun with it.
We are looking for a local Austin business to sponsor our podcast and our blog. If you are an Austin-based business and would like to sponsor our next podcast episode, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do. Just go to the Austinot blog at austinot.com and click on the sponsor link.
Or you can click on the box on the right-hand side with the green border that says advertise with us. We get a lot of traffic at the Austinot, and our listeners are mostly from the Austin area. So sponsoring us is an affordable way to tell our audience about your business.
Yeah, and sponsors keep us doing what we do. So we love Austin. We love telling people about it. So please sponsor us.
If you're interested in having your company, event, or product sponsor the Austinot podcast, we'll be happy to do a 30 to 45 second spot on you in the middle of our podcast, just like this. Just go to austinot.com and use the contact button that's on the left side of the screen. We would love to hear from you.
All right, Britt, back to the show. You know, going through this podcast makes me really thankful that we live here in Austin. We have a couple more ideas for our listeners.
The next one on our list is a quick day trip from Austin.
All right, we're going to run through these real quick. My first one is Green, Texas. It's got the oldest live music hall. It's got shops, food, antiques, and Gristmill makes some great pina coladas. I know you like those.
Yes, I love them. And that and Green is right outside of New Braunfels, so it's really close to us.
Okay, and the next one on our list?
Wimberley.
Now, Wimberley, Texas, we haven't been to yet, but we're really excited about, and that's where Jacob's Well and Blue Hole are both located.
Yes, and we plan to get there in June, so be looking for those poster podcasts.
All right, and lastly on our list is just to get out there and meet some folks. There are meetups all over town. They don't have to be formal ones. Some are free. Many of them are free. And these are people who are interested in stuff that you're interested in.
Right. Maybe hobbies, maybe professional aspects, but it's still really fun.
Right. So we just did a post yesterday on Barcraft, which is the scene in Austin about video game players that make like $300,000 a year and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, it's something else.
And anyway, this is a group of people who enjoy watching competitive video gaming. So there's an idea for you. Or if you're geeks like us, and I don't mean that in a bad way for my friends that go, but like Social Media Club Austin. I mean, these are people who are interested in social media.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the Reddit community, and they have meetups.
And Bash, which is one of my favorites, the big-ass social happy hour, which is Lonnie Rosales and Ben Rosales' event that takes place
every month
on Thursday. I think it's the third Thursday.
Okay.
But look it up.
Anyway. So yeah, find a meetup that has folks meeting about something that you're interested in. There are literally hundreds of them every month in Austin.
The bottom line is there's no reason, if you live in the city of Austin, to just be sitting at home wondering what to do. I mean, that's what we're trying to say.
Yeah, so for those of you who need these ideas, which I think we all do, we need to wrap this up, so we're going to leave you to research and discover on your own. But Eric, you're headed to a meetup today at the Flying Saucer. What's that all about?
Something about blogging and content creation. Now, I'm looking forward to it. Again, I'm going to meet a bunch of people that I've never met before that are interested in the same type of stuff that I am, and I think that that's an exciting thing to do here in the city of Austin.
All right, so is there anything else we need to cover before we wrap up?
Well, tomorrow night we're going to go back to the Belmont for the Saints of Valerie concert with Maggie Corner, who's a special guest there, and we're going to do an interview with Maggie.
We are always looking for new things to discover. If you'd like for us to come check you out, go to theaustinot.com, that's austinot.com, and click on the invite link.
All right. Anything else?
I think that's it. Thank you for joining us on the Austinot podcast.
Yep. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/theaustinot, and if you're on Twitter, @theaustinot.
All right.
That wraps it up. Any last words, Britt?
See you soon. Doop, 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 doop.